He gave his prediction from RotoWire, so the fantasy gurus have crunched the numbers. Here's what they think Cam's going to do this year.
We're projecting about 3,700-plus passing yards, 440-plus rushing yards, 23 passing TDs, and 5 rushing TDs. And frankly, the way the Pats like to do those quick QB sneaks, I can see him vulturing more than just 5 TDs at the end zone.
So he's got Cam Newton. RotoWire has Cam Newton, 3,700-plus passing yards, 440-plus rush yards, 23 pass touchdowns, and 5 rushing touchdowns. Just for a little comparison, Tom Brady had 4,000 pass yards last year and 24 touchdowns. So he's got Cam just a little bit worse as a passer than Brady was a year ago.
Yeah, the numbers seem good until you compared it to Tom, and we were ragging on Tom for having only 4,000 yards passing. Oh, he's losing it. He's losing it. Cam at 3,700 yards, not that good though. Again, the money is you know dictates that. 440 yes rushing yards is I guess pretty good.
That would be third. That would be fourth most in the NFL from last year's quarterback.
The 28 touchdowns I thought was actually higher than they were going to give him credit for. There's a set of numbers you didn't give me though that I would have liked to have.
What's that?
What would the numbers have been if Stidham was the projected quarterback and would have gone through 16 games? Is it the same as Cam? Is it would have been more, less? The rushing yards?
The rushing yards would have been less, for sure.
Okay,
Cam Newton at 440 rushing yards would have been the fourth highest rushing quarterback in the league last year behind Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, and Josh Allen.
But I'm not so sure the 3,700 would have been... It would have been probably right around there, I'm guessing. A little bit less.
If these numbers get hit... I'm not happy if I'm a Patriots fan. I'm disappointed if these numbers get hit. Because, listen to this. 3,700 passing yards would be 231 a game. That would be 25th in the NFL last year. That would have been worse than Ryan Fitzpatrick. Well, that would have been worse than Gardner Minshew.
Well, I could explain that off, though. Can I say, 231 yards passing a game, but I'm like the Tennessee Titans where Tannehill throws for less than 100 yards because we're winning the game and we're just running out the clock with our running back in Henry.
So, did the Patriots acquire the league's leading rusher all of a sudden?
But we want the clock to run, and if they're having a good year, something's clicking. The offensive line, give me something.
Okay.
So if they're 8-0, they don't have to keep passing. They're running the ball.
Fine, but then if that's the case, if you're going to play the Tennessee Titans way, you're telling me that you're going to be very conservative. You're telling me you're going to need truly just a game manager, a guy who stands back there, hands it off, and takes one to two shots a game.
Or maybe
Stidham could do that.
Or maybe I'm just winning and I'm now taking the air out of the ball, quote-unquote.
But you don't think the Patriots are going to win?
I don't. No, I don't.
And neither do I.
Right, but so we could be wrong. And who knows? Maybe they're like, okay, we're coming in, we're going to pass, boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, it's the third quarter. Guess what? We're up 35-3. We're handing the ball off for the next quarter and a half or something like that.
Look, 3,700 passing yards would be 16th in the NFL in total last year. 23 touchdowns would have been 16th in the NFL as well last year.
Give me the other five.
You're giving me a very average quarterback play. You're giving me middle of the road in everything, and in yards per game, you're giving me at the bottom of the league. You're not giving me a whole. You're telling me Cam Newton as a passer is not going to be great this year. What's the separator is his running ability. And his running ability is certainly going to take him to a level that Stidham wouldn't have got to. But if the passing numbers are so mediocre or to below mediocre, then why are we not just going with Stidham? Because if you're giving me a game manager who hands it off back there, Stidham could do that, and I would at least get the answer wrong.
You're right about that. You see, I thought you were going to compare it to Brady, where I was going to say, but these numbers are much better than Brady's numbers because for $1 million a year, you've got to sign everybody else and have weapons around you. If you had Tom Brady with these numbers, they're a lot worse because you don't get to sign everybody else around
you. And by the way,
too much up.
By the way, shame on Ken Kreitz and RotoWire.
Why?
Because they're giving him almost the exact same numbers that Brady had a year ago. Brady had, one, he had no weapons and had all the injuries. Fine. If everything was equal, though, Brady has 20 years in the system. Cam Newton's going to have barely 20 days in the system. The idea that he's going to walk into Foxborough and I'm rooting for Cam, but if you're going to tell me he's going to be almost as productive as Brady was a year ago with his arm, I'm not buying that given these circumstances. No preseason games you're going to get, barely practice time, Zoom calls only from June 30th on. Brady had 20 years in the system. and he put up almost these exact same numbers. I'm just not buying it.
It's supposed to be a tough system, right? It's, you just can't just come in and, you know, hey, I'm here. Let's snap the ball. Everybody go out and I'll just hit somebody. It doesn't work that way.
I mean, if you're going to get average quarterback play, average passing quarterback play, is it really worth stunting the future for at least giving the answer on Stidham? Because if Cam's only going to get me 231 yards a game, and Gardner Minshew can get me 232 yards a game last year for Jacksonville, why don't I let Stidham play?
But don't you have to win with those numbers? I could say the same thing. Daniel Jones is going to give you those numbers probably. If Daniel Jones gave you those numbers, I think Giant fans might be happy. But
Daniel Jones got – it's funny. Yeah. Daniel Jones was projected by Ken Kreitz to be almost the exact same as Cam Newton. They have Cam Newton ranked 10th in the fantasy rankings. They have Daniel Jones ranked 11th. And you know what?
I find that hard to believe that. Well, that's why I said I don't think Daniel Jones will have those numbers.
You're right. For almost the same numbers, I feel 10 times better about Daniel Jones than I do Cam Newton.
Yes.
But Daniel Jones, I feel like, is ascending. Cam Newton, I feel like, is descending.
Right. Like I said, if Daniel Jones had those numbers, I'd be pretty happy over them if I was a Giants fan, and they would win. But you got to win with quarterbacks with those numbers, though, I guess was my point. If Daniel Jones had it, the Giants fans would be winning and be happy about it. I don't know if I'm not so sure that with those type of numbers that the Patriots would be losing all that much if he put up good numbers. I'd have to see the interceptions, too. I'm kind of curious to see how many INTs he'd be throwing all over the place.
Well, it just shows me that the Patriots, if this is truly how the Patriots are going to play or what they're truly going to get from Cam, they're looking at a very, very conservative offense, a very, very run-first offense. 230 yards, 25th in the league last year on average. It's worse than Andy Dalton. Like, that's nothing in the passing game in the modern NFL. So Cam is going to have to be a dynamic runner because that's now what his biggest separator is from being average to below average is the running ability. Can he still play that way? Does he want to still play that way? Do the Patriots want to expose him to hits in that way? Because if he can't run and you're giving me those numbers, they're really nothing to me.
But I want you to know something. You win with average quarterback play. I mean, we brought up Brady and the average numbers last year. The Patriots made it. The Bills made it. It wasn't like Allen was tearing it up. Of course, the Ravens have a great quarterback, but not so much in the passing numbers, Brady. It's a lot of rushing out there. The Titans, certainly, they made the playoffs, didn't have the big numbers out there. Only the Chiefs did. So, and even the Eagles, did Carson Wentz put up big numbers or Aaron Rodgers? Or teams like that, even San Francisco.
They went, I'm telling you.
Jimmy Garoppolo didn't put up big passing numbers.
If Cam Newton throws for 231 yards a game, that was 25th in the league last year. You want to know.
What was Garoppolo? Okay. What did Garoppolo put up? Because
put up 249.
And they went to the Super Bowl. So, I don't know. Do you need those days of 300 yards anymore? I don't even know.
He's right. The 231 would be right ahead of Tannehill, barely ahead of Tannehill, who was at 229.
But they have a great running game. So, you know, there's the difference between the Patriots and the Titans, that's for sure.
Jameis Winston, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott all threw over 300 yards.
Yeah.
And then Matt Ryan, Jared Goff, Phillip Rivers were next. So, interestingly enough, the top seven passers per game didn't even make the playoffs last year.
So it's not a recipe for success just because you throw for close to 300 yards. And like I said, sometimes you're behind so much, you've got to throw more. I bet you, what was Jameis Winston?
320. 319.
What did that get them, huh? Because he was behind all the time, Brady.
If these numbers are what Cam provides, then the answer should have been Stidham. If Cam's going to give you this productivity, then the answer was go with Stidham. I thought that Cam was brought in because he was a great upgrade over Stidham. Look, Gardner Minshew last year, and seventh round pick or something like that. Gardner Minshew last year threw 234 yards a game.
But you're telling him early in his...
telling me, though, that if Gardner Minshew can go in and replicate and put up those numbers...
Yeah.
Then couldn't Jared Stidham go in and put up something comparable to that playing?
You would think that Cam Newton should be able to put up better numbers, to be honest.
And Gardner Minshew threw for 3,300 yards last year. So you're giving me Cam's going to throw for 400 yards more than Gardner Minshew?
What did Trubisky throw? I'm just kind of curious.
Well,
on
last
it.
Year, Trubisky didn't play as much, remember,
because
he got
horrible.
Benched at the end.
He's just horrible.
Trubisky was 210.
Yeah, because he's horrible.
209, rather.
Could you imagine if they had a quarterback in that defense out there? But oh, jeez.
If Cam hits these numbers, I'm disappointed.
802-655-6672 if you want to go jump on in. Brady, what do we got coming up next?
Schedule release for Major League Baseball tonight. Do you even care?
All right, that's next. You're in the huddle. What do we point to the game?